I know I said I couldn't see you tonight. I lied. Why? Because I'm a coward. But I can't do this anymore. I need to talk to you before I lose what little courage I have. I think we should break up. No, no, it's not that. I do care for you. I think I love you. God, no, I'd never cheat on you, ever. Please don't think that. I can't go into it, okay? Because I'd rather break up with you on good terms than get dumped when you find out what I'm really like. I'm disgusting, okay? Is that what you wanted to hear? It really isn't you at all, it's me. Can't you just accept it? This is hard enough as it is. There's no benefit in you knowing. Do you really want to know? Fine. I'll tell you. And then you can kick me out. At least it will be a clean break. I know I shouldn't be asking you for anything, but would you mind making me something to drink? Thank you. Scotch, please. A lot of it. Yeah, we can sit on your couch. Just, let me finish, okay? I know what usually happens when I start out sitting here, and as lovely as that is, I need to get through this so you can get on with your life. I was raised pretty severely, you know that. I was supposed to be God's special little virgin until I met the right man who could basically buy me from my dad and then take me to his house and I'd make a million babies with him and I'd never have to think for myself again. Luckily, I fell in with the wrong crowd, as my mom would tell you. I drank, I listened to music that was angry and sexy, I even smoked a cigarette once. Yeah, I know, my hair was dyed when you met me. I guess I was still wild then. I wasn't a virgin, you know. You weren't my first. Oh, you knew? How? The blowjobs were too good. Oh, jeez. And it doesn't bother you that I lied? Well, okay, I didn't lie. But what I mean is that I never told you that I wasn't a virgin. I let you believe that I was, you know, pure. You say that, but everyone knows it matters. No, this isn't why I'm breaking up with you. I'm just, you know, showing how you can't trust me. Oh my god, fine, I believe you. It's just, you're the first guy I've dated who didn't care that I had sex before them. Well, yeah, I guess I did kind of have shitty boyfriends for you. But that's the problem, isn't it? You're not shitty. You deserve better. Okay, fine. I'm getting to it, okay? I'm not trying to draw this out, believe me. I just want you to understand so you're not losing anything. So, you know sometimes how we fool around? Fine, I'll use the word. Sometimes when we fuck, I get kind of closed down. Yeah, most of the time it goes like this. You sit on this couch and you look at me like you are now. And you lean in and I just sort of melt into your lips. Your hand, my breath, you take off my shirt. Shit, no, stop, I don't want this. I mean, I do, but god damn it, why are you making this so hard? Okay, I guess this conversation isn't the only thing that's hard. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to work you up. I'm really fucking this up. I don't know what to do, and it's killing me, okay? I thought breaking up would be the best way, the easiest way, but I don't want to. I want to be with you. Like this. Alright. You've always been such a good listener. I'll just explain this to you, and then maybe we can talk about it. If you want to dump me, though, I won't be angry, okay? Alright, so when we get into it, and you got my clothes off, and you're going down on me, and or fingering me, or whatever, most of the time, things go well, right? Yeah, we've gonna come more than once, and you come in me, and I love it, and it's great. But sometimes, I just can't, and I don't get wet, and I shut down, and it's just awful. Especially for you. You never make me feel bad. You hold me and you kiss me and it's... And the next day we pretend like everything is fine, but it isn't. For one thing, I can tell that you're frustrated. You don't act mean or anything, but it just takes you a long time to relax. And I don't take care of you like I should. I'm afraid that if I start again, I might ask you to do things. For another, you blame yourself. I know you do. You ask me sometimes if you did something wrong, but you never do. And I tell you that, but you know I'm lying or I'm not telling you something. Well, you never did anything wrong, okay? I just wasn't telling you what kind of freak I am. Please, I may not be religious anymore, but I know the difference between healthy and wrong, and I'm wrong, okay? And I can't get better, and my therapist tells me that I might never change, and... Yeah, I've been seeing a therapist for this. I wanted to get over it, but they're not helping. They listen to me, sure, and they're very supportive, but they won't do anything to, you know, help me change. They keep saying that it's normal, as if anyone would think this is normal. I'm sorry, I know I'm not making any sense. Those times when I shut down, I'm still really aroused and I really want you. I just need you to... Fuck. Let me just... Fine. I need you to be rough with me, okay? Are you gonna make me say it? I want you to put your hand in my hair and grip it. I want you to spank me when I'm a little bratty and push me to my knees when you want me to blow you. I want you to push me on my back and pin my arms when you fuck me like you're forcing me. I don't just want it. Sometimes I need it. I think about it all the time, too. When I'm at work sometimes, you text me and say something sweet and loving, and I wonder what it would be like if you forced me right there at my desk. What do I mean? Well, like, you come up behind me and you pull me out of my chair harshly, and then you feel me up really roughly. I love it. Like, I'm your property. I'll ask you what you're doing, but you just chuckle. It's so sinister, but it turns me on even more. You spin me around and push me back. Then you've unbuttoned my blouse while I wasn't paying attention. Feel so exposed. And then you just get on your knees and lick me right through my jeans, you know, and bite my thigh and kiss me and just sort of eat me out, but I'm still dressed and it's so hot for some reason, like you can't even wait. But I also want to feel your lips and tongue like I want to. I ask you to take my jeans off. I beg you, you won't. And I start to unbutton them. You grab my wrist and then pull them down with one hand. You're so much stronger and bigger than I am. I love it. I tell you that I love it. You look at me with heat and you laugh at me. You laugh at how helpless I am and I don't get angry. I get desperate. I need your cock inside me. I need you to hurt me, choke me. I can't help it. And that's usually when I would drag myself back to reality, sweating and wet, back in my office chair, wishing so badly for you. Don't you understand? You're a good man. You would never beat or choke or hurt me. And it's awful for me to want such things. I know that. Don't lie to me just to make me feel better. I may not be as worldly as you, but I'm still... No, I mean, of course I trust you. I love you. And I believe in you. I really don't want to break up with you. I just can't think of any other way. And it isn't right that you have to be with someone like me. Fine. I mean, you're right. You listen to me, so it's only fair that I listen to you. Okay. You don't really believe that. Because you can't. No one would think that what I want is natural. I mean, I was almost too embarrassed to even talk about it, much less do it. No, I know it's wrong. I know back when we started dating, I still had some hang-ups about sex, and it made me feel dirty even whenever I wanted it, and I knew you were the right guy. I just felt bad about the other people, but you helped me see that it's alright to have more than one partner, and I love you for it, but this is different. How? Well, it's not natural. You know it's true. It's sick. I'm sick. You can say that all you want, but I know it's just because you... That's not fair. It's just gonna make things harder when I... Fuck, I'm having a little difficulty thinking right now, but we need to settle this. Now that you know the kind of thing I really need. So you're telling me that you would be willing to do the things I want you to? Wouldn't it disgust you? I mean, yeah, I want you to. I don't want anyone else. I just... never thought you'd be all right with it. You're just so safe. I didn't mean it as an insult. I mean, like, you're the first man I've ever felt safe letting my guard down around like this. That's part of what I love about you. I trust you completely. So this mean that we can, you know, tonight. Oh my god, are you gonna make me say it? It's so embarrassing. Well, okay. If you think it's hot, then I'll do it. I'll do anything for you. Will you fuck me, please? Will you be harsh with me? Will you pull my hair and maybe choke me a little? The way you said it just sent shivers down my spine. I love it when you get really possessive with me in bed. I really, really want to be yours. I am yours. Oh, I guess we do need a safe word. How about vodka? I don't like it, so I don't say it a lot. So, do you want me to... You just grabbed my hair and... Fuck, I've never seen you like this. Yes, I'm getting down on my hands and knees. Oh, fuck, are you gonna fuck me right here on the hardwood floor? Just push my skirt up and take what's yours. Tear my panties off as if they're in your way. I've never been this wet, baby. Please, please fuck me and use me. Please, baby, I'm begging you. Don't make me wait, you're so cruel. Fuck. Yes, do me. Oh. You're like hearing me talk like that. Oh! Yeah, don't do the fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, this is so good. Oh! I can't take it. Fuck me harder. Please, harder. Oh! Yes, baby. Yes, baby. I love it. I love you. You don't need to carry me off. You already had me. Oh? Are you gonna give me a bath? Yeah, that does sound really nice. You're always gonna take care of me like this after you use me so well? Wow. I feel pretty silly right now. I should have just spoken to you earlier. I just couldn't imagine that you'd ever be willing to do this for me. Yeah, I think that will work out after all.